WJTL bringing you For King of Country with Amen. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Yeah! Congratulations once again going out to our first winner of the day, Sarah Shadle of Annville. She won this morning in a Line Life Ministries t-shirt and a bag of 7 weeks Life Blend coffee. Opportunities to win all day long.
Good morning, this is Intern Bell with your weather. Today will be sunny with a high of 82. Tonight is looking clear with a low of 56. And for your Thursday, it will be sunny with a high of 83. Right now, it is 60 and sunny.
This morning, our friend Doug Meyer is here. Doug is the chairperson for Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Good morning again, Doug.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Fred.
It's May already, which means National Day of Prayer is happening already tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. First Thursday of the month is of May is when the National Day of Prayer takes place in our country. Hundreds of thousands of people will gather across our country in all kinds of gatherings for prayer. And tomorrow we gather in the evening at Calvary Church at 6:15 we begin. And we invite all of you to attend with us as we pray for our country.
And let's talk about the theme for this year.
Yeah, the theme this year is Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World, taken from 2 Samuel 22:29-31. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. And Kathy Branzell, who's the president of the National Day of Prayer organization, she has these comments, which I thought are so pertinent because of the darkness we feel around us. She writes, "You and I do not stumble around in the darkness. We light it up. Our presence, our attitudes, words, and actions should brighten the day and way of everyone we encounter. As we are filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus fills our hearts, and God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path."
Amen.
So what an encouragement as we encounter everyone that we meet today, that we can point someone to Christ just by our motivations, our attitudes, our actions, a smile, whatever it is, draw someone closer to the Lord Jesus Christ today. So what an encouragement for our theme this year as we gather tomorrow to pray.
And tomorrow's a great opportunity to pray, and folks can do that wherever they are, but they can also come out to several events that are happening throughout the community.
That's right. We have community gatherings that start early in the morning and gathering around township flagpoles at noontime, and then the evening event that begins at 6:15 at Calvary Church. And the topics that we'll pray through tomorrow evening include families and education, and government and military and first responders and media and businesses and physicians and healthcare and churches.
Wow.
So we're looking to pray through all of those areas as we gather tomorrow night.
Talk a little bit about the seven pillars of prayer. I know that's something that you'll focus on tomorrow too.
Yeah, with these different pillars, families are the pillar of our society. The Lord instituted the family, one of the first institutions that He said we should build our society upon is that of the family. And then education, our teachers and our administrators, whether it's a public or a private school or a homeschool in whatever setting, and our government, our leaders. We have an election coming this year. We ask the Lord to direct that in our election. And media, the Lord knows we need good, wholesome entertainment, things that speak of the Lord's goodness in various ways. Businesses would thrive and that they would use profits for kingdom building work. And we're blessed in our county to have many businesses that do that.
We certainly are.
And physicians in healthcare. So many needs, not just physical, but mental and emotional needs that we all face. And as the darkness grows in our culture, those mental and emotional needs will just bubble to the surface more often because they're not relying on God's word and they don't even understand who God is or even have a concept of Jesus Christ. And then our churches. We need strong churches. We need pastors who love the Lord, love their families, and can shepherd well the people under their care that the Lord has entrusted to them. So those are the pillars that we'll pray through tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a great opportunity to gather here in prayer. You have a great analogy about unanswered prayer or unspoken prayer.
I heard this within the last few weeks, and it was an illustration of someone who was on a tour of heaven. After they got there, an angel was taking them on a tour, and they came to this room, and they looked in the room, and in the room there were these filing cabinets, and the couple said, "Well, what are all these filing cabinets?" And the angel said, "Well, let me show you," and opened up the drawer, and inside there was a folder with their names on it. And why are names there? And the angel pulled out the folder and looked inside, showed them what was inside, said, "These are all the blessings the Lord wanted to give to you, and you never asked."
Wow. Hmm. Wow.
And it just reminds us in, Matthew says, ask, seek. And so tomorrow we are going to ask and seek that the Lord will give to us the blessings that he has as we pray.
Lancaster National Day of Prayer tomorrow. Many events going on. The one that's happening in Calvary Church, 6:15, One Accord Choir with Amy Fenimore. 6:30, the program starts. Charles Billingsley will be there. Doug will be there as well. It's absolutely free. LancasterNDP.com is where you can visit to find out more information and get all the details. Doug, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Fred.
We love seeing you. Yeah. Many blessings to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Back to the music we go. It's an oldie but a goodie. Stephen Curtis Chapman. This is Let Us Pray on WJTL. Good morning.